What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're still watching this deal for Twitter that Elon Musk is putting out there, and it's on again, off again. And basically, it came down to this issue about too many fake users who couldn't be monetized. And so Elon Musk may be canceling that deal. If he does, though, there's a filing over at the Securities and Exchange Commission that would show Musk is on the hook to pay a $1 billion termination fee if the deal falls through. So, you know, it's not a good situation here. And apparently the final deadline to get the deal made is October 24th of this year. And they were saying Elon Musk can terminate the agreement. So can the stockholders here. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mike. You know, election 2022 coming up. Okay, A, is there going to be an election? And B, if it's stolen, what do you foresee after that?
I think that the Democrats are going to try and steal it and just take this attitude of what are you going to do about it. I think it could lead to, a mass uprising or even a civil war, which I wouldn't like to see. But we do seem to be out of options. We have a government that is refusing to obey the Constitution. We have a government that's trying to disarm us for obvious reasons. And, what's it say there in the Declaration of Independence? When we're disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations evincing
it's
a pattern...
It's our duty to throw it off.
Yeah, it's our right, it's our duty to throw off such government. And I think as we come up here on 4th of July weekend, a lot of people are going to be looking at those words.
Well, do you think that the American people are awake enough to realize that, oh, wait, now we've got two stolen elections? Or even if maybe they cancel this election because, you know, this World Health Organization is going to declare something. And I know that they're kind of in the woodworks on that. They didn't pass it. But on the same token, if they declare another pandemic, they might be able to throw off the election altogether. Do you think people are waking up enough to the point where
they
we
are
may
around
see
here.
Some pushback?
They are around here. You know, I mean, I have these T-shirts I wear about, you know, let's go Brandon and stuff. And, you know, even the local cops are laughing at them. So, I mean, that's how aware everybody is.
Well, here's a little story. So, you know, my little compound that I stay at is down at a dead-end street, and there's a lot of times there's police officers sitting there in their SUVs and whatnot. So one day I come walking up to my gate to go back into my little compound, and there's this young cop there. And I wave at him, whatever. You know, he's sitting at the end of the block or waving, and he gets out the car. And he comes over to me, and I'm having a really pretty good conversation with him. I'm asking him about, hey, you look pretty young, man. So you went through this police academy and whatnot. Did they teach you much about the Constitution? Oh, yeah, they taught us a lot about the Constitution. I said, so what are you, about 30 years old? He looked me square in the face. He said, I'm 22.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy, police guy. He's like, 4 years out of high school? And he's got his own little rod, his, you know, hot rod that he's driving, his little police mobile. But he did seem to be a good Christian young man, and I did quiz him on that. But what an intriguing idea, 22-year-old police officers. I don't know. I mean, I asked him, too. I said, if they ever made a mandate for this vaccine, would you force people like myself to go get a shot? He said, well, no, I'm not even thinking about that. Oh. Well, maybe someday you'll have to.
Yeah.
You know, We're living in a world where we don't really know what's coming up next, but boy, we sure have a good idea what's coming up next. I mean, with this this Harari guy, with all those statements and stuff, I mean, I'm really trying to figure out how they're going to enforce this on us. I mean, this is my biggest thing is, you know, they're bringing down all these bills and all these, let's get rid of your guns and let's, whatever. Who is going to enforce it? Or are they just going to get us one at a time? That way, you know, their 80,000 FBI agents can run around and go after us one at a time, so to speak. And I think that's really what's going on right now, because I think several people have already lost their gun rights. They're probably in jail. Look at the 800 people that are sitting in the gulag in Washington, D.C. They don't have any rights. In fact, they're barely getting any food or anything. I mean, and then this little mock trial, and somehow they think that this is going to do something for their image for the midterms. This is why I think that there's going to be another pandemic or fake pandemic before this midterm.
War with Iran, or worse, a war with Russia.
Well, we've got 2,000 mules, and if you watch 2,000 mules, they should have really named it 25,000 mules or 55,000 mules, because there was mules everywhere across the United States. They just focused on what they call 2,000 mules, which is, I guess, a pseudonym for all the mules or whatnot. But they're going to do it again, especially if they can lock us down prior to the election, and then we'll have to mail in ballots again, and that gives them that opportunity again. I don't know how well they're going to be prepared for this.
They're definitely going to do that. They're going to say all ballots have to be mailed in, you know, for the public health and everything. I think we're reaching the point where people are just, they know what's going on, and they're pretty much fed up about it.
So, but in the bottom line, though, if they actually steal this election, do you think there'll be an uprising?
I think there very well could be. I don't want to see one, but again, you know, it's not like the people have been left much of a choice.
Well, we're really gripping here, because I mean, if you read the Declaration of Independence, that was what pissed off all of our founding fathers to even do what they did. We have far surpassed that. I think the only thing that has not happened in the declaration is that they have not tried to quarter themselves in our homes. They haven't come over and said,
we've got our cell phones.
Exactly. So, I don't know, Mike. I mean, did they poison us well enough to the point where we're actually going to let this happen individually, and we're just going to go, you know, as they come for us, we'll just go? You think that's what's going to happen?
I hope not, because, you know, I don't want to see this country turn into the old Soviet Union. And, you know, we've seen revolutions in places like Romania and the French Revolution, our own revolution here. There comes a point where, you know, people do reach the breaking point. And they're saying, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
And that's essentially what's happening with all the people who are aware. Now, see, all the stuff that you're talking about, and all the stuff, all the video clips that we see on all the other alternative medias and stuff, the people on the TV are not seeing those clips. They're not seeing the bumbling Biden clips. They're not seeing the bumbling LaPierre lady, whatever, in charge of, you know, whatever. They're not seeing the clips that make really sense, because the news is showing these people what they want them to see. We get to see all of these other news clips that they're not showing on TV, which shows completely complacently that these people are in denial of freedom for anyone. But they only show us what they want us to see.
The fact that only 20 million people tuned in to the January 6th hearings tells you that people are just fed up with the lies. They're fed up with the bovine excrement.
Well, I'm actually quite impressed that 20 million people watched it, and I would be like on your side to think that at least half of those people wanted to see how much they were going to lie. I would like to think that. But, I mean, just think of that 20 million.
But, you know, having worked in the industry, and I'll tell you this right now, 20 million is abysmal performance. You know, you're not going to keep a show on the air with just 20 million viewers.
That's true. All right, Mike, I'll let you go with that. Thank you for your time, sir.
All right. Thank you very much here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'd like to tie a couple of strands together here. And I want to start out by saying that these 10 traitorous Republicans who are apparently going to make this totally illegal and unconstitutional gun control bill, looks like it probably will pass in the Senate. And I want to point out that what we've seen here, and we have a country that's descending into a Great Depression, 1931 style, right? It's the gas prices, the gas and oil rents, food, all inflation's through the roof, decline in real wages, but also combining that with the border, the Great Replacement, the Great Reset, the sham elections, which are completely ridiculous.
Yes.
The wars, all this stuff. What we're going to see here, Mike, and it's going to come up very shortly, is the government, just like under COVID, where they gathered all this power to do all the lockdowns and do all the things that they did in the no-flies and so on and so forth. And then, and in the wake of St. George, Fentanyl, Floyd, and all those riots where they destroyed all those cities, nobody got arrested. But they're imprisoning these MAGA people. Now they want to charge Trump, et cetera, et cetera. They're blaming it all on white supremacy. And every day you see something new about where that Buffalo shooting, some black lawmaker just said, blame that on white supremacy. What she was talking about, it was a black shooter.
Yes.
I sent you the article. But at any rate, everything is heaped on us. And the point I want to make is this. We cannot, in a declining economy, where they've already gone against U.S. labor law, all these major corporations, by saying that they're going to hire 50% non-whites, right? Many companies have said that, which means that we're 62% of the population. And most of those are going to be women anyway. So that leaves white males, really out, but all white people out to some extent. And all that, you can't get promoted, You can't get accepted into schools, or at least at a much lower than deserved rate. So we won't be able to get jobs in this Great Depression. We're going to be disarmed. And I'm harking back to all the ways that they distributed the COVID vaccines and these medicines, which were race-based. Remember that, Mike?
I remember that.
When people, a lot of different states, I think 16 different states, codified it so that the last people to stand in line for the vaccines to be able to get them were white. They made it so everybody went before us. I'm sure you remember that.
In hindsight, though, they were the lucky ones because, those vaccines are killing people.
But the government didn't mean it that way. They didn't mean it that way at all. And we're being disarmed here now it'd be an increased rate before anybody else. They'll red pill all the whites before they will anybody else because that's who they want to disarm. But so now I'm saying we're coming up on a food thing, a food shortage. And the government's going to take control like they did over COVID. They'll take control over the food supply. It's already written into the emergency powers of the presidency. And I'm telling you right here and now, they're going to disperse food by basis of race. And we're not going to be at the end of the line. Mark my words, the government's going to use that as control. I'm saying it. I want to know here what you think about that.
I think it's very possible, the government, still thinks that blacks are going to support them in the Democratic the midterms, although polls are showing that blacks and Hispanics are now turning away from the Democratic Party.
Yep. But Mike, if you discriminated in employment, if you're discriminated in education, if you're discriminated in federal medical policy, and then you're discriminated even to procure food, could you reasonably classify that as a genocide?
Consider that as discrimination. It all depends on how many people actually die. If a lot of people are dying
apartheid?
Because of these actions, then yeah, that's a genocide.
What about apartheid? Would you be able to lump that there too?
Yeah, I think that would be a good description.
And you're actively trying to replace people as well and get them, disenfranchise them, disarm
yep.
them. Unmedicate them, don't feed them, don't promote them, don't let them get jobs. I would say that qualifies as maybe for genocide and apartheid. But just wanted to raise that point, wanted to hear what some of the other listeners had to say.
Okay.
That's it for me, Mike.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I've only caught parts of your show, but I did catch that one part where you said the 11th Airborne in Alaska is going to be used for force projection.
Mm-hmm.
Did I hear? Yeah. Well, I was stationed up there in a reconnaissance platoon back when the Army only kept the brigade up there.
Okay.
And have you ever seen the movie? It was on HBO, and it was called World War III. And it was
I missed that one, but obviously I need to tune it in.
Yeah, I think you might be able to find it on probably not on Netflix, but if you wanted to see it, just search. There might be a DVD around on Amazon. But our mission back then was purely defensive, and mainly was to defend the pipeline from sabotage. And that's a big state. And even for a division can't secure that state. So it's absurd to be stating that you're going to use the major army outfit in Alaska for force projection. You'll leave the back door totally open. So I don't know what they're thinking in the Pentagon, but that's absurd.
Okay.
So that's all I wanted to say. It brought back some memories. I was there in the 80s, and it was very good training. Oh, and you can't send a lower 48 regular infantry unit, even like the 82nd or 75th Rangers. They all had problems up there because it's a very harsh climate, especially in wintertime.
Yes.
And in summer, there's also it's very there's muskeg. It gets very swampy, and it's tough terrain. You have to train up there in order to fight up there. And so if they're going to do that, they're inviting Putin to come in through the back door. And or maybe they'll have the Canadians back them up. I don't know. But it's crazy. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to start with Pat in Fort Worth. And Pat, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. You mentioned earlier about the Chinese, when the children are born, they have full citizenship rights.
Yes.
So I guess that you were saying that until they're born, they don't. Because
that was my understanding about in China, that they can be aborted up to the moment of birth, which I don't agree with, by the way, and I certainly don't agree with it here in California, especially 7 days afterwards. Anyway, Pat, stay on the line. We got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're talking with Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the Chinese have now allowed people to have three children.
Okay.
So after that, I suppose they will have to, they will make them. But the point was that 30 years ago, they ate them. They ate the children.
I have a hard time believing that one.
Well, some woman said she had eaten 200 and they were delicious. So maybe that's what they're getting at right now. What do you put past this government?
I'll have to check on that one, but I have my doubts about that.
It happened in the Bible when they were in captivity for 70 years.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about biblical mythology here. Okay.
No, I'm just saying that they plan such a dark future for us that we should eat bugs. They may be planted that we should eat our children.
No, I don't know about that. I understand the eating the bugs is kind of distasteful, and but eating our children, I don't know. See, that's a little out there. I'm having trouble with that. Anyway, listen, Pat, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. How you doing? I'm wondering if you have looked at any of the TSA numbers. You know, you've been talking about the economy. Have you looked at any of those lately?
Not lately, no.
Well, let me tell you, I spent the weekend looking at them, and do you know that airline travel is very, very close to the 2019 levels right now?
Okay.
Which blows my mind. I mean, you know, because I think we're right on the outliers of, you know, what happened in 2007, 2008. I think we're, you know, this is the point when people start reducing, you know, their driving, their purchasing of, you know, discretionary income and stuff. We're right. It's just starting right now. People are starting to back up. But when I look at this travel thing, I don't know what to make of it, Mike. It's just, it's very strange, you know. And then I listened to a couple shows, and all the people are back in Europe again also. So I don't know what to think. I wonder where some of them are getting the money, maybe credit cards. I know the credit card debt is at an all-time high right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you think at some point, you know, the credit card companies will maybe call in some of the debt? Or?
Well, I think what they'll do is they'll raise the rates. You know, you've got variable rate interest on those cards, and what they're going to do is let everybody run those cards up to the max, and then you know, increase the interest rate.
Yeah, Mike, I have about an 820 credit score, and you know, my credit card company, Quicksilver Capital One, is charging 24% with even with my good credit rating.
That's so pretty bad.
Yeah, so if what you're saying is true. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people in trouble, but you know what they say, though, is when so many people have so much debt, it's not the debtors that are in trouble, it's the people that hold the debt.
Well, that's a common assumption, but, you know, basically, you know, the bankers just go back to the Federal Reserve and they get more cash from them. You know, because what the banks manufacture is debt. Okay, that's their stock and trade. And, you know, the essence of the banking industry is to hold us all as slaves to debt.
Right, right. And if they did, if a lot of people didn't pay and were cut off by credit, a lot of these people can't make it without credit cards. So,
well, they should be trying not to make it even now. You know, I mean, getting sucked into using those credit cards, it's a big, big mistake.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, Mike, any last comments on the fly, all the flying, what your feeling is on that?
Okay, well, we're basically at the commercial break here, and so I'm going to have to let you go. And we've got another caller waiting on the line, 512-248-8252, and we'll... actually, we're just coming up on the break now. There we are. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after these few words.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead upon a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello? Hello. I just wanted to take it. Yes. Hello. I wanted to take it off of the the phone thing. You know, the speakerphone. Okay. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is, you know, this deal that's going on in California where they've got the abortion thing up to. Yes. I think, did you say it was 7 days after?
That's what they're saying, yeah, 7 days after birth, and I think that's absolutely an atrocity.
Yeah, of course it is. The thing is that reason I'm calling is I'm worried about how this is going to affect between the states, okay? Because I'm not sure a lot of the southern states are going to want to be a part of a country, you know, that allows murder of children up to 7 days after they're born.
Well, I can tell you, a lot of people around here don't like it very much.
Yeah, I can imagine. As a matter of fact, I used to live in Evansville, and I know a little bit about Santa Claus land. the thing is that it gives the Supreme Court ruling that came down, it gives all the states the right to choose their own path. But does it?
Well, that ruling hasn't come down yet, but it's expected to in the next couple of days.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, if that does go through in California and maybe a few other states, maybe like New York State or some others that are really big liberal states, maybe Illinois up there because of Chicago, but who knows? But I don't think a lot of the states, people in the South are going to want to be part of a country that murders children. And because of that, I think that it could eventually lead to some kind of fracture in the country. You know,
it does feel like we're headed to one primarily between liberalism and conservatism, and it does feel like we're heading toward a schism.
Well, you got to remember, Christians believe that would be murder. Okay, and are they going to? Or is the Christian right going to stand by and allow their country to murder? I mean, yes, we've had the abortion all along, and it's been wrong. But I see this a little bit differently, because this is now it's become, that becomes their right. That's that state, if that law goes through, like you're saying, then that's their right. And that's not what it was before. It's a little different. There's a nuance there. Anyway, I just thought I'd add that in there and see what kind of conversation it would bring in. And yet, I think that I worry about that because I don't know whether people or Christians will put up with it, really, and will want to be a part of a country that does that. So I don't know.
Good point here. Now, Roe versus Wade basically recognized a right to abortion, and it didn't really sit well with a lot of people. If the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, what that will do is say it is up to the individual states. And you would think that those women who want to have abortions would just move to the states where it's going to be legal. I mean, Illinois and California are already out there saying that abortion's going to be available, it's going to be free, and so forth and so on. But I think where the friction is coming in is liberals trying to basically tell conservatives how they should think and how they should feel. Now, I'm not a strongly religious individual, but I'm in agreement that, killing an unborn baby does represent murder. And, I'm okay with that compromise that says you can have an abortion out to so many weeks, but past when the heartbeat shows up, you're dealing with a human being there. And you've got to accept that responsibility. And frankly, if you get pregnant and you don't know in those first couple of weeks whether you want to have it or not, this idea that you can just sit there and wait until the very last second before deciding, that's irresponsible.
Yeah, well, that's the point. But the real point that I'm making is that it's going to be after a live birth, up to 7 days. If after a live birth, that's really not the same thing as a fetus, you know. And that person could have a social security number. That person could have it'll have a birth certificate. So it's, you know, this is different. This is different. Okay. Well, anyway, Mike, I thought I'd bring that up because I think it. I don't know how it's going to play out in the future as far as the way our Constitution in the United States is. I really don't. Okay, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And let's see. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252. And Anthony in Tucson. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, you're entirely right. When that heartbeat, it's already a baby. It's absolute murder. But the biggest part about it, the ones who are sponsoring it are the ones who formed the Federal Reserve Bank, caused COVID-19 by funding China to get that virus. It may have backfired, but maybe it's their plan because they want to reduce the world population of, what, about 6 billion people. But the main thing I'm calling about is the scam that's going on with real estate. If you have good credit rating and you have, like, say, a home or some business properties, and you could show the bank that you're good for $200,000 or $200 million, they'll print you the $200 million, and you can go around and buy homes without working for them. All you got to do is sign the note that you're willing to pay the mortgage payment as well as the interest, and then the insurance, if that's part of the program of the purchase of the property. Basically, every home and every building, every high-rise, even Trump's Tower was built with no money because the framers said that only gold and silver coin was legal tender because it represented life forfeiture. It took the miner to get it out of the ground maybe one day or one week or might even took them a year to get the gold out that he gives to our federal government to print, I mean, to make into coin. And our federal government was supposed to keep 6% of that gold, which represents the life forfeiture on the part of the federal government, meant to get into a coin. So then when the person buys stuff, he exchanges their labor or products in exchange for his life forfeiture, and the debt has been paid. That's why a Federal Reserve note says this note is legal tender, not lawful, for all debt, public and private. The word yes. Of is not in it. So it means that once you take the note from the Federal Reserve Bank system, you acquire the debt and obligation on the note, and you're subject to the 30% income tax, Social Security, state income tax, sales tax, whatever it is, to take that what's remaining of that paper dollar that's printed out as nothing. Then that when you give it to the next person, you've discharged the note, and they become liable for the because notes are taxable, but gold or silver, I don't believe you can tax it, even sales tax. The other one...
they charge sales tax on silver and gold in most states.
Not on coin. They're just against the law. My knowledge from my grandfather, from his grandfather, was that the Federal Reserve Bank was supposed to hold two vaults or two sections of money, their gold and silver, and then the one for the Treasury of the United States. And every time they asked to print two for one, they would put $1 or one-tenth of an ounce of silver in the Federal Reserve and the federal government treasury vault,
mm-hmm.
and then they were allowed to print two or call for two more dollars, and they loaned that out at interest. Today, through the stupidity of every American, and I don't use this word lightly, there's nothing dumber than an educated American, because now they're allowing the people to work 40 hours a week for their pay, and they mm-hmm. get the money to the banker, and he's allowed now to print 10, maybe 100 times more based upon, they call it fractional banking, and
yes.
he loans out your money out at interest as well as yours. It is the biggest fraud, and I want to run for president of the United States. I want to charge Congress treason and going back to mass murder with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, because he never borrowed gold or silver. He borrowed the credit, and then he bankrupted our country based upon the Federal Reserve loaning credit when there was no money put into circulation, which makes it an unlawful borrowing on good credit of the United States government. These are all fraudulent deals. Every dollar, every dime that's printed since 1970 is fraudulent, because the note was only legal tender as long as it was redeemable back to gold and silver. When you remove that out of the circulation, that toilet paper with green ink became illegal and unlawful. And only a fool accepts and doesn't tell the person that's giving it to me, he stole it from them. Now I'm going to steal from somebody else giving it to them, because there's no life forfeiture involved with a Federal Reserve note. And now I get 100 of these things a month wanting to buy my lot or my property or my business. And all I got to do is go to the bank and prove to them that they got the credit. They can borrow $225,000 to $200 million, and then they give me that money that was printed out of thin air, and they want my trucks, my cars, my plumbing and stuff, my airplanes, my business or my lot, nothing. And every transaction is stolen property until they restore gold and silver coin, which represents life forfeiture. There's okay. Not a dollar in any cash drawer in the United States of America. You could go into every bank and say, you don't have a lawful dollar in your cash drawer. You might have it in a safety deposit box where some stupid person thinks it's safe keeping his gold and silver coins in a safe deposit box. And I would like to have said then about the abortion, the stupid bankers who did this that are behind it, with the COVID as well as the other, they're killing off the people that are paying the income tax that pays the interest on the Federal Reserve notes. Not only that, they've murdered 10
It sounds like cross purposes to me. I mean, I would think that they would view those unborn children as untapped human capital. And, doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense to kill them off.
They did. They killed them off for $300 or more or less, and they got rid of the future citizens of the United States as well as United States citizens. They would make at least $3 million off each one of the 100 million they killed. So I don't think that was good financial decision. To tell a woman she could kill her unborn, innocent, lust child, and that's what I refer to them. They are innocent, lust children that women murdered. If they want to get poked, then they better get fixed first. They don't have the courage to carry out the responsibility when she has somebody screwing her while she's telling he loves her to get her pregnant. I want to go after the men, too. They should all be put in jail for
I agree with you on that one, that, you know, men should share responsibility for birth control. And, the problem is that with this lackadaisical attitude toward abortion, people have this idea that they can just go on out and have all the sex they want. And if they do get pregnant, they can get an abortion because it's no big deal. And I have a somewhat different approach, which is if you want to have sex but not get pregnant, use birth control. But it also protect you against sexually transmitted diseases. But we've almost allowed ourselves to become dehumanized with this last attitude toward human life, where, you know, the life of the unborn is just not considered important. And, what will it be next? White people... the elderly.
Well, they do have a program to where you could choose to be put to death if you don't want to have the pain anymore.
Euthanasia or hospice care, they call it now. And it's definitely an issue. And it kind of reminds me a lot of the movie Soylent Green, which, yeah.
That's a good one, yeah.
That was a good one.
The other thing is the Congress is over there thinking they have the right to make another gun law. No, they have none. If you really research the word infringed, it means it's treason, it's a trespass, it's encroachment, it's invasion, and you got to get Bouvier's Law Dictionary,
Anthony, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. We have another caller waiting on the line. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You're not talking to me no more?
Afraid not.
Okay. I had one more thing I wanted to tell you to save your life.
You got about 30 seconds.
Brother Nathaniel is an Orthodox Jew. He became a Christian, and he exposes every act of the Jewish lobby. Brother Nathaniel...
I've seen his videos. I've definitely seen his videos. Now we're going to take our break for the commercials, and we've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Melissa in Maryland. Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I might have a disagreement with you, so let me
plead my case and you react to it. The position that I've gotten into about pregnancy termination, and when you call it pregnancy termination, it's kind of misleading because pregnancies naturally terminate, so we can call it abortion. My position is not to allow it all during the pregnancy, but actually to just kind of turn the tables and allow it beginning at the 8th month of pregnancy. And, you know, I mean, to those that condone abortion, I just make the argument that having it early on in the pregnancy doesn't give the girl enough of a time to make a decision about it. But if you wait until the 8th month to start allowing it, and the girl shows her pregnancy, and maybe somebody has a baby shower for her, and she just can't hide the pregnancy anymore, maybe she begins to bond with the baby when it's moving around in her, I think that she's going to be far more hard-pressed to make the decision to do that rather than just have the baby and give it for adoption. So that's basically become my position on it, just not even allowing it until the 8th month. And, There are some lawmakers that understand that. In some states it flies, and in other states it doesn't fly. But I mean, that's basically the way that I see the late term procedure can be taken to the right to life advantage. Is that if you're forced to keep the pregnancy until the 8th month. It just presents a far different situation.
That's an interesting theory. I would have to consider that one. I would tend to think, though, that most women, given the option to end her pregnancy, is probably going to want to do it early on.
Well, yeah, but and that's you know, maybe when, you know, maybe when she's the only one that knows that she is pregnant. And, you know, the argument that I give to those that condone abortion is that, and they're hard-pressed to retort it, is that, you know, before the 5th or 6th month, I mean, it's such a serious decision. There are so many girls that regret it that, you know, you really shouldn't allow abortion before the 8th month because, you know, at least she has until then to change her mind. If she's really determined to have one, then that's a different story. But, you know, the 8th month, you can't hide things any longer, and you have to deal with the situation at hand. So I just, you know, that's the way that the late term.
I see some practical considerations. Anyway, we're pretty much at the end of the show. The part that really bothers me about people who are pro-abortion is they're already alive. They've already been born. Now they want to take that away from somebody else. Anyway, Melissa, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to head on out here. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone for the National Intel Report. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks to everybody who donates. Aloha, America.
That nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com.
That's SeedArmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.